It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Let's listen in on this conversation between our two friends at 79 Wistful Vista.
What's that you're looking at, McGee?
Oh, a little after 7, I guess.
And what time is it, McGee?
The modified 5 plan of the Prudential Insurance Company.
McGee, you haven't heard a word I've said.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. This modified 5 plan of Prudential's started me thinking back to the first 5 years we were married. Remember how we scrimped and scrambled for the mighty buck?
Oh, do I? But young couples always find budgeting a problem, don't they?
They sure do.
I know most of them would like to have about twice as much insurance as they feel they can manage.
And that's exactly why the Prudential developed the Modified 5 plan. For the first 5 years of this plan, these young married folks who naturally expect their income to go up can actually have the life insurance protection they want at just about half the premium they'd ordinarily expect to pay.
Well, what happens after this 5-year breathing spell?
Then the regular premium goes into effect.
So if you're a young couple beginning to set up house and start a family, you should know about Prudential's Modified 5 plan. It can give you the life insurance protection you need when you most need it. Just ask your Prudential agent.
Last night, the Wistful Vista weatherman crossed his fingers and predicted fair and slightly warmer. This morning, Mrs. McGee looks out the window and says,
"Ah, look at that snow. McGee, it's snowing. McGee!"
"Yeah, here I am, kiddo. Just ran out on the porch to get the mail." "Boy, it's colder than a witch's smile out there."
"Isn't it beautiful? Where's the mail?"
"Here. You look it over while I take off some sweaters and mittens and stuff. Oh, it's really coming down out there. It's hock deep on a tall mule right now and still falling."
"Well, the mail was hardly worth the trip. Nothing but bills." "Oh, we did get a circular at that. Listen."
"Yeah?"
"Dear friends, with this delightful turn in the weather, no doubt your thoughts are also turning to the brisk, invigorating thrill of a ride through the snow in an open sleigh. Call Able Stables, horses and sleighs for rent. Reasonable rates."
"What? That guy must be off his rocker."
"Gee, I think it sounds like a wonderful idea, dearie. We could get a crowd together, take some hot dogs."
"In this weather? It's winter."
"Well, Mr. Abel probably tried getting customers in the summer, but found it was tough sledding. No snow." "You get it, dearie? Tough sledding, no snow?"
"Ain't funny, Mrs. McGee."
"Now I know what they mean by a cold audience. Really, McGee, I think a sleigh ride would be a lot of fun tonight. We could dress warm and take some hot coffee and ride way out in the country."
"Look, if you want to go on a sleigh ride, kiddo, you go. But not old Dad. I'll just settle down by the fireplace with a good book. And who the heck is that?"
"I'll get it." "Well, Dr. Gamble, come in."
"Whoa, it's cold out there. Windy, too. Oh, and by the way, speaking of windy..."
"Just come on in, Fatso. Never mind the insinuendos."
"I was about to say, talking about windy, I just ran into Ed Harper today."
"Oh, him. Take his hat, Molly."
"And Ed said, 'Say, Doc, that fellow McGee sure is windy, isn't he?' Unquote."
"Give him back his hat, Molly."
"Stop it, you two. I'm glad you dropped in, Doctor. Say, how would you and Miss Cuddleson like to go on a sleigh ride tonight? A moonlight sleigh ride."
"A sleigh ride? Hey, that's a wonderful idea."
"Hmm."
"Sure, this is Miss Cuddleson's night off. She'll love it. Swell."
"Well, you guys can go catch cold if you want to, but count me out. I'm staying right here. By a nice, warm fire."
"What's the matter with him?"
"Well, the idea doesn't seem to appeal to me, McGee."
"Oh, but don't let that interfere with your fun, kiddo. You go ahead, if you want to. I'm staying home."
"Swell, that'll help a lot. Say, we could get up a whole gang, Molly. The old-timer and Bessie, they'll love it. And Wally Wimple, she's out of town again. He'll go."
"Good.
Remember all the fun Wallace had the last time?"
"Yeah." "He stood up in the sleigh and led the singing, remember?"
"Yes."
"Yeah." "He sang, 'The bells are ringing for me and my whoops.' That's when he fell out into a snowbank."
"What a riot."
"Like I said, I'm going to get me a good book and sit here and have..."
"What about the Nelsons next door?"
"Oh, Sally would love to go, I'm sure. And he sings tenor, you know."
"No, it's great."
No use begging me, kids. My mind is made up.
Let's invite the Nelsons by all means. Maybe this time we can sing on key. It ought to be beautiful tonight. A lot of stars out.
Oh, yeah, and we'll take some frankfurters and roast them over a big fire. I can just smell them now.
Ah, food, women, and song. What else is there? Leave everything to me. Let's see, you and the Nelsons, Bessie and the old-timer, Wimple, Miss Cuddleson and me. That makes eight, right?
Nine.
Nine?
Including me. Gee whiz, whose idea was this in the first place?
But you said you...
I know. I'm sorry I was such a grouse, Molly, but I forgot all about the laughs we had the last time.
I thought you did.
Yeah, so did I. Then we're all set? Good. Give me that head. I'll get out the stable.
No, you don't. I'll handle this.
Oh?
This is going to be our sleigh ride. Molly's and me's. And I'll take care of renting the horse and the sleigh. You just be here on time tonight with your share of the dough, that's all. How do you like that guy? Moves right in and tries to take over the whole...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Yes, mild, fragrant Dial gets you so clean you never worry about odor at all. That's why folks change to Dial faster than they ever did to any other soap. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until it comes up against skin bacteria. They cause the odor. And ordinary soaps can't get rid of them effectively. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. It clings to your skin, continuously protecting you, for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts. Why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Yes, Sally. McGee's over at the stables right now making the arrangements. He said he's going to get us a real good horse with good gaits or something. All I hope is he gets one that knows his way home. McGee's going to be driving, you know.
Grocery boy!
Oh, there's the old-timer. Then you and Lester can make it all right. Good. See you tonight, then. 7:30. Bye.
All right, daughter. Sure is a wing-dinger of a snow out there today.
Wonderful.
Yep. Reminds me of the one we had back in 88. The big snow. Snowed all day, and by nightfall, the drifts came up to here. Shoulder deep.
Goodness.
Of course, I was only 2 years old then, and just 18 inches high. But if I hadn't held on to Papa's hand all the way home from the pool hall, I'd...
Oh.
My favorite story, daughter. I fooled 6 customers with that one today. Takes a good sense of humor to get it, of course, but that's how I got you figured, daughter. Sharp.
Thank you.
I keep a little book on my customers, see? That you wrote down here says, McGee, Molly, honest, patient, good sense of humor, and loves to mambo.
Loves to mambo?
Saw you t'other day through the window, practicing to the radio.
Oh, for goodness sakes, don't you ever tell McGee that you saw me.
Your secret is safe, daughter. I gotta run now. I'll put the frankfurters on the sink there for tonight.
Good. You and Bessie can make it all right, can you?
Oh, talked to her just a while ago. Said she wouldn't miss it. But on one condition.
What's that?
No yelling, hey, you kids, cut that out back there. We have enough trouble with the ushers at the Bijou.
Okay. We'll reserve you 2 balcony seats in the sleigh. Be sure to dress warm now.
Warm? Daughter, when your doorbell rings at 7:30 and in walks 2 king-size raccoons wearing earmuffs and mittens, don't shoot. It's us.
Okay.
So long. See you tonight.
And then after I checked the runners over carefully on our sleigh, I said, okay, Mr. Abel, now let's take a look at the horses.
Well, you certainly were thorough.
On any deal I take charge of, kiddo, I'm the type of guy that he checks every detail over carefully so nobody's going to blame me if something goes wrong like they always do when it always does, somehow.
How true?
I checked over every nag in that stable, individual. Led each one of them out in the yard, checked his stance.
Don't you mean stance?
Yeah, stance the reason I do. Thumped his chest, tickled his fetlocks, counted his teeth, and examined his hoofs.
Heavenly days, it's a wonder he didn't kick you right in the head.
A horse won't kick you, my dear, if you know what you're doing.
I don't mean the horse. I mean Mr. Abel.
Oh, well, he did seem a little bit annoyed, but that didn't bother me.
I turned
down every horse in the stable until I got the one I wanted, and he's a beaut.
Good.
Fine animal. I paid in advance so Abel wouldn't give him to anyone else, so we're all set. Now, let me see. How do you divide 9 people into $8? I've been trying to figure that out all the way home. I better get a pencil and a slide.
Hurry it up, McGee, will you? The gang will be here any minute.
Well, I am hurrying as fast as I can, but it's not easy trying to get this fur jacket on over a wool vest and 4 sweaters. You got the eats, the Frankfurters?
I'll get the door. Don't forget the matches now. The last time we went, you know, you forgot...
Hello, daughter. It's me, the king-size raccoon with mittens I told you about.
Mr. Oldtimer.
Come on, Johnny, let's go. I'll go back out. Bessie's out in the truck, daughter.
We'll be right out. Come on, McGee.
Okay, just as soon as I get the... I'll get it. McGee's residence. McGee speaking.
Hello, McGee. This is Abel. Abel Stables.
What? You'll have to talk louder, madam. I can't...
Take your earmuffs off, McGee.
Oh.
I said this is Abel Stable.
Oh, yeah, horse and sleigh man. Well, we're on our way over there. Most of the gang is here right now.
That's what I'm calling about. You know that beautiful, sturdy animal you picked out this afternoon? The one you said was the best in the stable?
Yeah.
Well, the doctor's in there with him now. His colic is acting up again. And...
Colic? Why didn't you tell me that horse had...
I tried, and you wouldn't let me talk. So, since you wouldn't take any horse but him, and he's sick, I just gave your sleigh to another party.
Hey, well, wait a minute. You can't do that.
What's the matter, McGee?
He should be better by Sunday, though. I'll hold your deposit and keep slipping vitamins in his hay, and if you and your party come by then, why...
Come on, McGee. Let's get going.
Yeah, but...
Just a minute. We're coming. McGee, who is that? What is it? What's wrong?
Oh, this is just ridiculous.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
I know what's new in farm machinery for 1955.
You do? Well, how do you know that?
I read about it in Better Farming's new machinery preview. It's an article on new farm machines, all the wonderful new machines that can help make a farmer's work easier, can help him earn more money. Every farmer, no matter how small his farm, should read New Machinery Preview.
Where'd you say you read about it?
In Better Farming. Better Farming for January.
The New Machinery Preview is only one of the many features you'll find in Better Farming. All these features, all that you read in Better Farming, is designed for just one thing. To help you make your farm a better farm. That's our dedicated aim. Better Farming for better farm living. And that's why, incidentally, the name of Country Gentleman was changed to Better Farming. Now, the name and the aim are the same. Better Farming.
I was out on the front porch just now trying to read the barometer, and the nail come loose, and it fell on the floor.
The barometer, break it?
No, but it's a good thing we didn't go on that sleigh ride tonight.
Why?
Well, you know what that means, Molly. A falling barometer means stormy weather. Don't you get it?
Hang it back up and go to bed.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Well, the sleigh ride didn't materialize, did it? But knowing Mr. McGee as I do, it's my guess that he won't give up. What happened Sunday? Well, tune in and see. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.